Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Hi. Yes, it's me, your stewardess. I know you just got settled into your seat for this flight back to the States, but we've run into a little bit of a problem. You see, it seems that the airline has been overbooked by one passenger, and the airline says that we need to, re-accommodate someone? Unfortunately, it has been decided that that someone is you. I am extremely, extremely sorry. I know this wasn't what you were expecting. Oh, I know you must have plans for Thanksgiving, but these things, well, they happen, you know? My hands are tied here. Really, Oh, no. They're not going to send some thugs in to bend you over and tear you a new one. I mean, do I look like a thug to you, sir? In this stewardess outfit, skirt, heels and all? If we had a tussle, you'd likely be the one bending me over. Look, sir, the airline is really looking to avoid any incidents, and it's an absolute imperative that you come with me quickly and without any fuss. So I'm willing to offer you some of our new and very special incentives. Well, sir, first we refund your tickets in full and give you a $3,200 cash voucher. That's straight up cash, so you don't need to spend it on our airline if you're disappointed in our performance this evening. Of course, we will also put you on a first-class seat on the next flight tomorrow morning. But tonight, you will be accommodated in one of our premium partner hotel suites, where I will personally be accompanying you to take care of any needs you might have this evening. Yes, sir. Me. And I mean any needs that might arise. Does that interest you? Yes, I know. It's a very tempting deal. Our computer algorithm chose you and calculated an offer so juicy that there was no way you wouldn't take a bite. Yes, sir. We take all this very seriously. Well, it's getting late, so why don't you just grab your things and off we'll go to our hotel suite this evening. Oh my God, how much did you love all those looks we were getting? Walking through the terminal with a hot stewardess hanging on your arm like this. We looked quite the pair. I bet they were all so jealous. But they'd be even more jealous if they knew the things I would let you do to me tonight. Okay. Here, this is the suite. Here, just open the door and... Hey, wait. Why aren't you letting me in? I'm supposed to be in there with you tonight, providing comfort through this horrible ordeal. You don't need my services. I beg your pardon, sir, but I think you do. Don't think I haven't noticed how tense and stressed out you were, even before we left the plane. You're having second thoughts. But why? Am I not attractive enough for you? Oh, you have a wife. Ah, of course. But here, let me come in and we can talk this through. Just talk. Nothing else. Just talk. If that's what you want. Okay. Thank you. Come sit down on the bed next to me. So, how long has it been since you've seen her? Oh, a couple of months now. You're technically separated. Oh, I see. Oh gosh, that sounds awful. But you had to leave the house in order to do your research. I mean, this is your life's work we're talking about. I don't know, but it sounds pretty important to me. Why couldn't she understand that? Yeah. I guess the opportunity must have come up so fast. You didn't really have time to talk it through. Oh, I'm sorry you had to leave on such bad terms. Have you talked since? Missed messages, mostly, yeah. Well, I guess you wouldn't have had great cell reception. Well, at least it sounds like she still cares. Oh, no, don't say that. No, she is not just waiting to serve you divorce papers, especially not in the holidays. I'm sure you can work it through. Oof. You were supposed to be having lunch with her parents for Thanksgiving, huh? That's unfortunate. Do you mind if I sit a little bit closer to you? Let me scooch over. I'm just going to place my hand on your thigh, okay? Look, it's probably been a long time since you've had a good release, hasn't it? Yeah, it has, huh? Well, you can either spend tonight all pent up and frustrated, unable to sleep, with a month's worth of cum sloshing around in your balls. Or you could have me relieve you of all that pressure, so you can relax and sleep warm and content tonight. Then, when you see your wife tomorrow, after you get the earful for missing Thanksgiving with your in-laws, you'll have a clear head when you talk your problems through with her. It's that simple, really. This is for your benefit. Look, it's my job to comfort you. To comfort you with my body. It's all professional, no strings attached. It's just the service I'm here to provide. I am the service. I mean, do you get this bashful when a cute cashier wants to bag your items? Or how about when that hot bank teller takes your deposit? How is this really any different? We don't even need to touch, really. I have condoms. I can put one on you and just give you a nice stress-relieving hand job. Nothing fancy. I'll just take a firm grip, stroke you, jack you up and down, until you blow that fat load into the latex. Then we dispose of the condom and no one would be any the wiser. Honestly, it's not that different if you just jerk off yourself. Well, okay, maybe like 10,000 times better? Does that sound okay to you, sir? Good. Here. Unzip and pull down your pants for me while I take my top off and look through my bag for those condoms. Now, where are those? Okay, there they are. Okay, so I've got the... Oh, fuck. No. Nothing's wrong. It's just... Wow. Wow. Your cock is like huge. Oh, pass me one of those pillows. Thank you. Gosh, it's making my knees weak just looking at it. Oh, fuck. Can I just collapse down in front of you and... just worship it. Yes. Yes. Right here. Kneeling in front of this magnificent slab of meat. Almost as big as my head. Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm practically salivating over it. No, you just lie back on the bed and let me give you my complimentary hand job. Or should I say, come a plentry hand job. Okay, relax. This time is just for you. Just let go and let me make you feel better. Condom. Sir, my usual clientele, a paunchy middle-aged businessman. I'm sorry, but I didn't bring any condoms for fucking horses. Oh, just don't worry about that right now. I'll clean you all up when we're done here. I just need to get my hands on this right this second. Oh, fuck. Fuck, sir. Fuck. It's getting even harder. Both hands just to jack it properly. Fuck. Fuck. And your balls. You weren't kidding about pent up. Your balls look so swollen. Like you could take an empty bucket and overflow it with just your cum. You know, sir, I could be that bucket for you. I could be a bucket you can empty yourself into. Your cum bucket. Your own personal cum slot bucket for you to dump that juicy load into. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm getting so worked up. Shit. I literally just drooled right onto the head of your cock. I'm sorry. Don't worry. I'll just lick. Just lick it right off. So you. I know. We were just gonna stick do a hand job. Oh, but I just couldn't help myself. I just needed to taste you. Do you really want me to stop now? Right now? Yeah, that's what I thought, mister. Just lie back and let me do this. If it makes you feel better, just close your eyes and imagine it's your wife's hands pumping up and down your thick shaft. Your wife's tongue slobbering all over your monster cockhead. Your wife's mouth sloppily sucking out your pre-cum. I'm just sort of a surrogate for her, since she's not here, you know? I mean, that makes it okay, doesn't it? Are you going to answer that, handsome? Don't stop on account of little old me. I'll be so quiet. You won't even know I'm here. Oh, shit, it's your wife. Oh, my. Well, well. Shh. Isn't this naughty? Talking to your wife on the phone while the stewardess is sucking your cock. You're so naughty, sir. Oh, she sounds pretty angry. Maybe try not to moan so hard. She'll start wondering why you sound so out of breath. You don't want to have to explain that another woman is rolling her husband's sweaty balls around with her tongue. Licking and kissing them. As if I'm trying to suck your sperm out through the skin. You want me to shut up, huh? I bet you could think of a way to... Fuck. Fuck, that was a lot of dick in my throat. Oh, don't worry. Just a while. The noises are from the sink disposal running. Yes. Your garbage disposal is waiting for your filth, sir. Waiting for your filth to be ejaculated inside her. Sir. Yes, yes, yes. And now tell her you love her too. Tell her you love her. While you're face fucking another woman with your dirty cock. Tell her how much you miss her while you force feed your pet cum slut your huge dick. Yeah, that's right. Good talk with the wifey. No. Fuck, you're strong. Just up and throwing me down on the bed like that. Well, someone's feeling feisty right now. Oh, you are you? Hey, you're gonna reaccommodate your dick into my pussy, huh? Oh, good one. Hey, let me take my skirt and heels off at least. No? Oh, fuck. You're just gonna pull my little panties down and mount me from behind, big boy. Oh, here, let me pull my ass up for you and then grab a pillow to bite down on. I think I'm gonna need it. Oh, my pussy is so drenched. I can feel myself dripping onto the sheets. Oh, I'm so ready for this. You like it? You like the way I look now? Face down, panties halfway down my thighs. Ah, my round ass jiggling, legs spread, exposing my soaked, wet little pussy to you. It's ready for you to take it. For you to take it as your own. It's even got a little landing strip to guide you right into... God, fuck. Fuck. I can feel the head of your cock push into my slick little hole. Shit, that's huge. Oh, shit, that's fuck. Fuck. It feels like just fuck stretched out the entrance with a baseball bat. Oh, no. Please don't stop. It hurts. But I can take... That's it. Work out your frustration on me. Oh, you can be as rough as you want. Oh, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm... Fuck, I'm just a little pussy slave submitting to your big dick. Oh, fucking bail me over and over and over. And release all that pain. Ow. All that anxiety. Yes, release it into the warm folds of my fucking womanhood. Oh, my pussy welcomes you, sir. Split me apart from heels to pussy on your cock. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You're splitting me open. Oh, how can your wife... even consider leaving this dick? Oh my God, I would want it inside me every day. Rearranging my insides. Fuck. Like a jackhammer before. Unloading a gallon of semen into my fertile womb. What? She said it was too big. Oh, fuck your wife. Fuck her. How many times do you think she's been fucked while you've been gone, eh? Plenty of tiny-cocked mailmen around to dribble some semen into her holes. How was I being naughty, sir? Oh, fuck her. You don't need her. Just keep fucking me. Oh, yes. I can be your cum receptacle. Your filthy cum slot bitch in heat. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I can be a little breeding filly for your stallion cock. Do you like the sound of that? Do you? Breeding me over and over. Nothing wrong with sowing wild oats, hon. Yeah, you want to sow some oats in my pussy? Fuck. You want to stuff my turkey? I'll fill it with your hot cream and then slosh it around with your big stick until my belly gets big with your babies. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Oh, Fuck, 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 fuck. Do it. Do it. Do it. I know your balls are aching for it. I know. I know. I know. I know they're aching to pump a deep load inside my fertile womb. Oh, you don't even know my fucking name. Oh, fuck. But I'll carry your child. And I don't care. I don't care. It's worth getting bred by this goddamn dick. Fuck. Yes. 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 I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming hard. Fuck. 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 Now come inside me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes, 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 that's it, that's it, that's it. Keep shooting those thick ropes. God, inside me. God, I can feel it coating the walls. I can feel it invading my womb. I can feel it, I can feel it, I can feel it, I can feel it. Oh, fuck. Ah, 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 holy fuck, that was good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Shit. I've never had so much cum just poured inside of me. Oh, I'm sure at least one of your little pilots can stick the landing. My, my. You look quite exhausted, sir. Why don't you just lie back on the bed? Yeah, on these soft, soft pillows. Yeah. I'll curl up down here near your cock. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, I'll be right here, all ready to suck and fuck you back to sleep. And something to really give thanks for, huh? Sweet dream. And happy holidays.